Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Our text for our meditation this morning is recorded for us in the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 7, beginning at the 26th verse. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once for all when he offered up himself. Lord, these are your words, and therefore they are the truth. We ask that you'd increase our faith through them. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, there seems to be a trend in recent years in our society to focus on the insufficiency that people feel. That they are not enough when it comes to their relationships, not enough at work or at school or just as a person in general. Now, pop psychology says the solution to this problem is to get rid of anybody that tells you that you're not enough or that you're insufficient or anyone that makes you feel that way because they have it wrong. They're placing a standard on you that is their own, but you do you. You're an individual, so who else can judge you by their standard? And as much as we want to believe this, I think there's part of us that wonders, are we really enough? Especially as we look at our own actions and we reflect on the things that we have done at times and we say, you know, I could have done that better. I could have said things in a different way. I could have been kinder. I could have been more loving. I could have worked harder. We reflect on the way that we have done things and we realize that we aren't enough. And it's true. It's true, at least according to God's standard. A standard that is so different from the world. The world says, you do your own thing, but God says we must live according to his demands, according to his commandments. That when we don't, we fall short. In the Old Testament, God spoke to his people in Isaiah 59, verse 2, and he speaks to us even today and says this, "It is your guilt that has separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden God's face from you so that he does not hear." You know, sometimes we talk about sin as missing the mark, falling short of God's standard, really being insufficient, not being enough. So much so that we don't have a good relationship with God. He hides his face from us. He shuts his ears to us. Because of our sin, we cannot be in his presence. And yet God presents a solution to this problem for the Old Testament people as he gave them priests. Priests were intercessors. They were individuals who were supposed to speak on behalf of the people to God. And God provided a way for those priests also to bring satisfaction for sin, to cover up the sins that the people had done and to right that relationship between God and man. He'd done that through the sacrificial system. As the priests were supposed to offer sacrifices day in and day out for the sins of the people. But anyone who observed that system should have known that that too wasn't enough. After all, those sacrifices had to be offered every single day. So even after a priest would offer a sacrifice, one day he'd have to get up the next day and do the very same thing again because there was new sin that had to be atoned for. And so we think about this role of these priests that God gave and these priests that offer sacrifice. And it really makes us wonder, well, if those sacrifices really were not enough, what is? And so we see the answer in our lesson for today as God describes for us a different high priest. He's described as the high priest who was fitting for us, the high priest that we need, a high priest that was different than those of the Old Testament, and also a high priest who offers a different sacrifice. Yes, this high priest was different because he was himself sinless. If you read through previously in this chapter 7 of Hebrews, you'll discover it talks about how this high priest is so different than the priests of the Old Testament because he is one who remains forever, who is a high priest in the order of Melchizedek. The priests of old would serve their time and then die and then need to be replaced by a new high priest, a new intercessor, but this one remains forever, a high priest to intercede on sinners' behalf forever. But also he offers a different sacrifice too. Just two chapters later in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 22, it says this, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." And that verse reminds us of the seriousness of our insufficiencies, the seriousness of our missing the mark, the seriousness of our sin, that without sacrifice, there is no forgiveness. Without the shedding of blood, forgiveness can't happen. We see the necessity for sacrifice, a life for a life, because sin is just that serious. And yet in the very next chapter, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4, it says that the fact is that the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin. So we scratch our heads and we wonder, what? God, why did you have them kill all of those animals, all those hundreds of thousands, if not millions of animals over the course of time in which that sacrificial system was in place? Why did they all have to die? Well, it was all to point them forward to the sacrifice that could, the sacrifice that could take away sin once and for all. And that sacrifice, it had to be so different. Animal life wasn't valuable enough. Human life isn't even valuable enough. It would have to take something that is the most valuable thing in all the world. No, the most valuable thing in all existence. And what is that? Most valuable thing in all existence is the one who made it all, God himself. And that's who's described in our lesson for today, one who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than all the heavens. Christ, the God-man, the one who is perfect and holy in every way, the one who is almighty, the creator of all things, God himself offers himself as a sacrifice for you. Yes, it is true, the blood of bulls and goats can never atone for sin, but there's something that can. As it says in 1 John 1, verse 7, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Or as John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He can and has atoned for your sin. He can and has made you right with God. You are enough in him. And the amazing thing is he continues to intercede on your behalf before the Father's throne even to this very day, because he continues in that high priestly role. And so when the law accuses that you have fallen short, that you have missed the mark, that you are not enough, Christ again comes before the Father's throne and he says, "Yes, it is true. They have disobeyed. They have done what is wrong. They have not been enough. They have been insufficient, but I have for them. I have paid the price for their sin. They are whole in me." And that is the high priest that we need today, now, and always. And so I encourage you to find your sufficiency in him. Know that you are enough because Christ has paid the sacrifice for your sin. He has covered it all for you, so that you are pleasing in God's sight, able to come before the Father's throne with any request, and to know that he hears you because Christ has atoned for you and made you right with him. Amen. I invite the congregation to please rise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. And let us continue with the prayer for Tuesday morning. Ever faithful God and Father, to you be praise and thanks for all your goodness, that you have permitted me to rest under the shadow of your wings. Grant that I also this day and always may be so awakened in love to you, that I do not desire to live but in you, and that as long as life shall last, I may live solely in faith in your Son, that he may be my light and my life. To this end, I commend myself to you anew, that you would cleanse and reign over me. Grant that faith and that Christ through faith may dwell in my heart, and that he may bring forth the fruits of faith within me, love, hope, humility, meekness, and patience. Teach me that I may desire nothing but your love, no gain but the riches of your grace, no honor but that of being your child. May I take no thought for temporal things, for you will not leave me nor forget me. Sanctify and bless the labor of my hands and deliver me from all danger and harm. Spread the wings of your mercy over all and rescue everyone from destruction. Especially do I commend to the care of your grace all my family, the government, and all my superiors. Have mercy on all in every estate and condition, and make an end of all wickedness and offense. Help all who are in want. Be gracious to us all, and give us your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. And we continue with the hymn. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.